The Couple Next Door, written by Tague Lynch and starring Tague Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Is that you, dear?
It most certainly is.
Oh, you're home early. Hi. Hello, dear. I'll go right out and put the potatoes on.
Where's Betsy?
Oh, she's over at Clara Ford's, but I told her to come home at 5:30, so she ought to be home any minute. What's that? You haven't bought another present for her.
Well, no, not exactly a present, honey. Where the heck are all the hangers?
You shouldn't bring little presents home for her all the time. We'll have her so spoiled. Here, here's a hanger.
No, it's not exactly a present, thanks. Well, it's a present, really, but it's not just a toy. I mean, this is something that's really educational.
What is it?
An ant farm.
A what?
Ant farm.
I still don't know what you said.
Ant farm. Ant. A-N-T-S.
Oh, ants. Ant. Little tiny ants. Insects.
That's right. Yes, this is an ant farm.
Oh, what you talking about at all?
Darling, farm. Farm. F-A-R-M. Ant farm. That's what it's called. Two panes of glass about a half inch apart. And then you fill them with dirt. Then you put in the ants and you watch them work.
Where are the ants?
I got them.
And they're alive?
Well, certainly they're alive. How could you put them in?
You got a whole bunch of live ants, are you?
Darling, it's all right. They're in a little plastic container, all bottled up. Honey, what do you think? Isn't that wonderful?
Well, I'm certainly not carried away with the idea of having a lot of live ants in the house, no.
Well, darling, you put them in this farm thing when you get it put together, and they can't possibly get out.
Well, I hope not. Bad enough to cope with ants in the summertime. I care to have the problem in March.
It's really a marvelous idea. You can watch the ants working. You know, they build tunnels and carry the dirt. Oh, Betsy's going to love it.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, honey, this is very educational.
Yeah, well, I can see you're very enthusiastic, but, you know, children are not always so crazy about things that are so-called education. I mean, they're supposed to be, but...
Hey, why do you always put a damper on things?
Well, darling, I don't mean to, but you're always buying her expensive toys, which you're so crazy about yourself, and she doesn't play with them. Instead, she's got some old cardboard box or a perfume bottle I've thrown away, and she's just having a fine time.
Well, this is different. Look, all children like live things, and Betsy's going to be crazy about this ant farm.
Well, I hope so, dear. I hope so.
Now, after dinner, we'll put it together, but we'll tell her about the ants and how they work. Oh, she's going to be fascinated.
Here at CBS News, the extraordinary is the order of the day. Right around the clock, the unexpected is expected for the CBS Newsroom staff, who stand ready at all times to sift out the important developments of the day and get word about them to you with accuracy and speed. The popularity of the CBS News with listeners is hardly a secret, nor is that popularity difficult to explain. America is a nation of people on the move. People on the move want to know what's happening, when it's happening. They want clear perspectives on the news. And they want their news stories told without a wasteful word. Served by such experienced news gatherers as Larry Lesser, Alan Jackson, Robert Trout, and all of the other distinguished correspondents who make the world their beat, CBS News has a head start on the job at hand. For these are men who know an important fact when they see one. Let these exciting CBS News personalities keep you informed about the exciting things happening in the world each day.
Come on now, finish your dessert, Betsy. You know what Daddy said? He's got a surprise for you.
What is it?
No, it's a surprise. You're going to love it, isn't you, Mommy?
No, I should say.
Tell me.
No. You finish your dessert. You just wait and see.
Daddy, give me a hint.
No, sir, not giving any hint.
Please, Daddy.
Well, okay. It's something that's alive.
A baby alligator?
No, not a baby alligator.
Aww.
Now, why should you think of a baby alligator?
Well, I don't know, dear.
Well, anyhow, it's not an it, Betsy. It's a them.
What's a them?
Plural. I mean, several live things.
Rabbit?
No, it's not rabbits.
Lulu has a rabbit.
Well, these are not rabbits. They're something much nicer than rabbits.
What's nicer than a rabbit?
She's finished, Daddy. I think you better show it to her now.
Okay, come on. Let's go in the living room.
What do you say when you leave the table?
Excuse me.
That's good, girl.
And what do you say? Is that a good example?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. All right, come on, Betsy. Come on. You come too, Mommy. Come on. Let's all do this together.
Well, I want to get the dishes done.
No. Do the dishes later. I'll help you later. I think this is one of those things where we should all do it together, you know, sort of a family project.
Well, all right. I'll just put the cream and butter in the refrigerator.
Here's the surprise, Daddy.
Right here in this package.
What is it?
Yeah, now we're going to wait until Mommy comes. Just a second. Mommy?
Yes, I'm coming, dear.
All right, dear. Now, here we are. Well, now you wait until Daddy gets it out of the box. There we are. There. Now, you see these panes of glass? First, Daddy just fits them together. Okay, very simple. Just a second here. This fastens on here like that. There we are. Now, Daddy's going to fill dirt inside here.
Don't you think we ought to do this in the kitchen?
No, darling, I'm not going to spill it. Oh. Where's that sack of dirt? Oh, here it is.
Dirt?
Mm-hmm, Daddy's going to fill this up with dirt. Then, you know what? We're going to put real live ants inside.
Ants?
Yeah.
Is that what you brought me?
Yes, sir, we put them inside and watch them work. And they build tunnels and carry the dirt back and forth. It's wonderful.
I don't want any ants.
Now, look here. Daddy went to a lot of trouble to get this, and you're going to love it.
Maybe Daddy gave you a rabbit.
Well, your daddy brought you some ants, and they're much more interesting than rabbits.
Yes.
I'd rather have a rabbit.
Now, you look here.
Yes. Now, look, it is all new to her. Hurry up and get the thing together so she can see how it works.
All right. I got to put the dirt in first. Oh, really, sand, I guess. Now, wait a minute. Turn ant farm upside down, remove base, and pour sand through opening.
I just cleaned today. I'd sort of appreciate if you didn't spill it.
I'm not going to spill it all over anything.
Where are you?
Right here in this little plastic bottle. You can sort of see through it. Look, honey. See the live ants moving around?
Uh-huh.
And then we get the sand in, and then the ants, well, you can watch them every day. There are different kinds of ants. Did you know that? Just as there are different kinds of people. There are worker ants that dig tunnels and make ant hills, and then there are feeder ants that store and prepare the food for the others. And when an ant gets sick, what do you think? There are ants that carry the sick one to a special hospital. Isn't that interesting?
I guess so.
I don't know what's the matter with kids these days. Why, if I had one of these things when I was little, I'd have been fascinated.
Listen, give her a chance. Now, wait till we get the ants inside and I put the sand in.
Yeah, you better hold this frame and I'll pour it in. Hold that. Careful now.
Now, well, you be careful. You're doing the pouring. Oh, here. Pinch the edge of the set. You're getting it all over.
All right. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'll clean it up later. Now, just hold the frame still.
Daddy?
Hold the frame still.
Look, you hold the sack differently.
Just a minute. Wait a minute, will you, darling?
Well, Daddy.
Daddy's got to get the sand in here.
Pinch the edge of the sack here. Now, let me show you.
Get away.
Daddy?
Just a minute, Bessie. Can't you see that Mommy and Daddy are busy?
You want me to catch the ants?
Yes, catch the ants. Now, will you hold the frame around?
Am.
Catch the ants?
They're all curled out.
How did they get out?
I took the top off. You said they were mine.
I did not tell you that you could take the top off of Pete's sake.
I wanted to see if there was one that was sick.
Now, you know better than
don't
to take...
Oh, don't stand there arguing. Find the ants. There's one. On the right of the chair. Get him. How many were there in the bar?
I don't know. I don't know. 30, I think.
30 ants running loose in the living room.
Here's one, Mommy.
Oh, you have right ideas.
Oh, there's
I'm
one
afraid.
On the floor. Right there. Right
where?
Right
where?
There.
I can't pick them up. Get me a piece of paper. They can crawl on.
Don't kill them.
All right, I'm not going to kill them. Here.
Put it in the bottle. Put it in the bottle.
Oh, see, Daddy, here's another.
All right.
By spring, this whole house will be an ant farm. We can just sit around, watch them build ant hills all over the furniture.
No, well, these ants are only workers. There's no queen among them, but they can't multiply.
That's one thing. What's the matter?
What is crawling up my leg.
Daddy, I've ants in his fan.
All right.
Ants in March?
My husband is starting an ant farm. There's one right over there.
Ant farm? Good heavens, is there money in that?
No, there's nothing in an ant farm.
It's just sand and ants.
He bought it for Betsy. Mm. You watch them work, building tunnels and all that. There's one on the way, Betsy. Just right there.
Then what do you do? Let them out every now and then for exercise or something?
No, they got out before we got them in.
Oh, it sounds like an awful nuisance to me. We got Mary Lou a rabbit.
I know you got Mary Lou a rabbit.
Yeah.
Well, I went to a lot of trouble to get this ant farm, and by golly, we're going to put the sand in. We're going to catch every darn one of these ants and put them in and watch them work.
Now, look,
I got this for Betsy because it's educational, and she's going to learn how smart ants are.
Smarter than we are, I say.
All right.
I'll help you look. There's one on the landscape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Do you ever hear of a case of smallpox in the United States? Practically never. Of course, you know the reason why. Because smallpox vaccinations have been a routine health measure for years. Medical science has been successful in wiping out many other serious diseases, too. Right now, we're in the midst of an intensive campaign to stamp out paralytic polio. Thanks to the SARS vaccine, the number of cases of this once feared crippler and killer have been drastically reduced. Of the 34 million Americans who have had all three chalk shots, only 97 cases of parabolic polio have been reported to the United States Public Health Service. And that's an amazing record. The only trouble is that about 40 million Americans under the age of 40 have not yet had their three shots. And it takes the full course of three to make the protection fully effective. It's particularly important that young children and their parents, as well as pregnant women, should receive their shots as soon as possible. Don't risk getting polio. Get your first shot now.
Look at that, would you, Betsy? Mommy, it's starting to work already. You see that ant? Look, he picked up a piece of sand. He's putting it over there, see?
Mm-hmm.
You see that, Mommy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, interesting. Betsy, don't touch the ground.
I can't see them.
Okay, we'll put it down lower. Come with you. How about over there?
Oh, no, that would be right in the direct sunlight. You know, they can't stand bright sunlight. Now, didn't I just read that to you from the booklet? Don't you remember?
Yes, I know.
Now we're going to feed them. Here, now, just a minute. Just a little drop of sugared water.
Can I do it?
Oh, no. Daddy better do it, dear. You don't want to knock it over, you know. There we are. Now, just a tiny little speck of hamburger.
Can I give it to them?
Well, no, dear. I think Daddy better do it.
I thought you bought this for Betsy.
Well, I did. For Pete's sake, I'm just helping you take care of
them. No,
Yeah, look at that. look, another little ant carrying a piece of sand, see? That guy, this is fascinating, isn't it?
Can I have it up in my room, Daddy?
Up in your room? Oh, no, honey, you might knock it over or something. See, it says right here in the booklet, be kind to your aunt. See, honey, if you shake their house or knock it over, they get very upset. And if they get upset, they might die, so treat them very carefully. That's what it says, see?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, see, where's that magnifying glass? It says here, you can see them better with a magnifying glass.
I'll get it.
All right, you get it. Yeah, it says you can learn all sorts of interesting things from them.
Yeah, I bought them. Here, here's the magnifying glass.
Let me have it, dear. If I let Daddy look first, I'll find something really interesting for you to look at. And, you know, I'll tell you about it. Golly, there's one. Hey, you know what they're doing? They're starting to build an anthill right there. Yes, sir, there goes another one. I tell you, this is absolutely fascinating. Look at that.
Can I look through the glass, Daddy?
Yes, sure, darling, in just a second. Oh, they're starting a tunnel down here.
See, Betsy, Daddy didn't have an ant farm when he was a little boy.
Well, you can have this one. I don't know how to rob it anyhow.
I just don't understand this, child.
Well, I do. Come on, Betsy. It's your bedtime. I'll take you up and I'll read your story. Daddy can have his aunt farm, and next summer you can have a rabbit.
Oh, Mommy.
Well, I'll tell you, you too just don't know what you're missing. By golly, this is wonderful. By golly, now they're burying a piece of meat. Uh-huh. One of them's helping the other one. Oh, it's not that I like it. It's just educational.
Show is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Fancy Myers and Dorothy Dutler. It is produced by Walter Hart. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.